Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hour number three, we'll get back to our conversation with Dean Phillips, where the congressman announced to us, before he announced to anyone else, and before he put his tweet out, that he was, as Laura pointed out, suspending his campaign and would endorse Joe Biden. We'll get back to that conversation at the bottom of the hour. But I want to get to what turned into just a really surprising, intense conversation yesterday. Josh, how long have you had your personal email? Josh is in, Dave and the family are sick. Not your work email, but have you had a personal email for a long time?
Probably about 15 years.
Yeah. I'm longer on this one, and I bet if we open up, well, let's just text. How long have you had your personal email? Not your work email, but your personal email. For me, it's longer than even Josh's, and I have a lot on there that is important to me. And come on, Josh, you look at the work email. 98% of the work email is garbage.
Facts.
Yes. I'm not saying everything in my personal email is, oh, it's amazing. It's informative. Illuminated every time I look at it, but it's more germane to my life than all the various pitches and stuff. So text me right now, 651-461-9226. How long have you had your personal email? So out of nowhere, I should have been tipped off in the summer when bought a new phone, and for some reason the email wouldn't work on my phone. I think I mentioned this. It was even the fall. And I thought, listen, I'm on my phone so much already. When I really need to be checking my email, I'm close to the other sources where my email's on, fine. Maybe this will reduce my time being just dependent upon the phone. But I didn't understand why the password wouldn't work, but I thought, well, I'm going to try a few months without having email on my phone. And I didn't miss it, to be honest, because I was around my laptop and the other sources I have to get my email. Well, then all of a sudden in late January, out of nowhere, the password wouldn't work. I tried other passwords. It would not work. And I went through the protocols with the company. I'm not going to say the company right now, where they have recovery. And Josh, some, I don't know, last time you've tried to do something like this, and they're asking you questions that you need to be the greatest record keeper ever. You need to have a fantastic memory. You need to have saved everything. It's not plausible.
Yeah.
And so I tried over and over and over again. And finally, I said, I'm going to call him again. And so I decided to call yesterday. And I get an individual on the line, and we start, and then now he's gonna come on, and he's gonna be able to take over my screen. Great, this is different. No, he hasn't done this yet. And Josh, he starts barking orders at me, and saying things to me like, "Are you paying attention? Why is it taking so long?" And I'm thinking, I'm like, sir, I'm doing my best, you know? And at one point, I clicked on a button, which I thought was right, and he no longer could see my screen. And he starts, I'm not exaggerating, he starts yelling at me, "Why did you push this button? I am ending this conversation." And I really want my email back. There's a lot of important stuff going on in my life right now, which some of it is not good, and I need to have that personal email back. And I'm now on the phone, Josh, and I'm waving to Kathleen for help, and I'm on the phone begging this guy not to hang up on me. I'm an adult, and I'm begging this guy. I should have probably just said, fine, I'll just call right back. But this guy was going to get on my screen and could see – I can still see my emails from when they ended. I still, all of them seemingly save. I haven't, you know, went through the thousands, but I just can't get new ones. And I was hoping he would see my email still on there and help me reset. And so now Kathleen comes up and she's listening. And this guy is borderline, I'm not exaggerating, berating us. Why aren't you two moving faster? Why aren't you paying attention? And then we're almost sniping at each other, Josh, because, no, he said this. No, we said that. And in the end, to be honest, even though he was able to see my screen, it was the same stuff I've been doing before. The exact same stuff.
Did you go to boot camp, or where'd you go to get your computer fixed?
I don't know. At one point, I looked around and said, is this a bit? Like, is this whole password thing been a joke? I thought, okay, thank God I'm going to get my email back. And this went on for a while. Okay, this was like 20 minutes where short, blunt, direct. Then at the end, of course, I hope I lived up to what you expected. And I think I've demonstrated over the years, normally I will tell someone the truth. I Minnesota rolled over this time because I thought, I need this password. I need my email back. You know, no, it's not life altering and it's not health related and, you know, life's going to go on whether I'm an email or not, but I really want it back. And so, yes, sir, thank you. Because I was worried, Josh, he might be involved in recovering my email. I didn't want to tick this guy off.
I think I know what happened. You forgot to say please.
Yeah.
I think that might be it.
No, I did not forget to say that. It was as submissive as I can be. Please, sir. Thank you, sir. Because he's the first guy I talked to who found a way to take over the screen. The other folks were like, we have to have Windows this. I don't have any Windows anymore. I'm done with, you know, the only Windows I have? Pella Windows.
Yeah.
Okay? Yes. And we'll get to those. Let's do that, Josh, at the bottom of this hour. So I have Pella Windows. So I'm begging this guy to stay on the phone. I want people to share the worst 1-800 phone calls you've had where the customer service just stunk, but you really needed them. And it just seemed because this one guy was providing me something that the five or six others I had called before had not, that I had to just get in the fetal position and beg this guy, yes, sir, yell at me more. Yes, yell at me more, because I just want this to work. What is your worst customer service situation with something like this? Also, people are telling me how long they've had their emails, their personal one. One since 99, one since 01, one since 06. Email since 1995. Emails since 04. Personal email for 23 years. Email mid-90s. Go to your phone settings. Go under cell phone. Reset network setting. That should do it. Nope. It does not, unfortunately. Josh, how would you feel if you lost your personal email?
Hot and cold about it. I don't know how I'd feel. I don't have super important stuff going to my email anymore. It's mostly, my Odyssey email now, the important stuff. And it's mostly just, hey, buy this. Yeah. We need you to buy this. That's mostly what my personal email is nowadays. Yeah. So,
I'm the exact opposite, Josh. Listen, the work stuff matters and the communication. But my real life stuff, way more on my personal email. So that is the one I want. Give me, and this is where a phone call would really help. Have you had an experience like this where you needed this person to help you so much that you put up with the lousy attitude and the jerk-like maneuvering because you felt like this person was going to help you out? And in the end, we basically did a lot of the same stuff. So I'm not that optimistic. What do you want to say? 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. Love a phone call here on CCO. All right, getting a number of texts on the topic. Love a phone call or two. I'm just talking about a very bad customer service call I had yesterday. I'm trying to figure out what the heck has happened with my personal email and a password issue that seemingly should have been resolved right away, and it just has not been resolved, and it's a problem in my life right now. It just is. Now, it's not health, it's not life-altering, but, think about one major way that you communicate on important issues, and yes, you've got that backup email, okay, your work email, whatever, and you have options, but you need to get a hold of so many people who don't know you're having this issue. It's a mess, and this individual who's just a jerk was just yelling, and it was just such a tense conversation. I looked at Kathleen and said, glass of wine? Yes, let's both have a glass of wine. So have you had this type of conversation where it was awful, but you stayed on because you felt like this was the person who was going to resolve your issue? Among the texts coming in, and I'd love a call because I know – you've had these experiences. So share with a phone call. We've got about five, six more minutes on this topic at least. 651-461-9226. As a millennial, a texter says, I start to sweat, bite my nails when I have to talk to a real person. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people who feel that way, 99% of the time, I'm hanging up the phone on this guy, but seemingly it was a path to success. And a number of people are saying, did you get it fixed? Not so far. It goes through a process where within the next 24 hours, they evaluate if your claim is strong enough. That's my point, Josh. When the guy said, all right, we can do the shared screen, and other people said, because I don't have Windows on this, it's Apple, I can't share your screen. And I'm shown, hey, here are my emails. They just all stopped at the end of January. I can show you my ID. I can show you pictures. I can show you other correspondence. I was hoping that's how it might be. So I don't know yet if it's going to be resolved by dealing with this guy's jackassing behavior. People are talking about with insurance and healthcare issues. Yeah, I've got one of those right now. Okay, just to identify, and a lot of people have this. One accused latest medical procedures was late last year. And Kathleen is fantastic at this. She went through all the protocols to make sure it was within network. Well, now somebody's telling me it's not within network. And let me guarantee you, folks, it's not just $200. It's five figures because accused health issues, it's at a hospital. And so trying to get through all those claims, and by the way, you know where some of those claims are? On my personal email, which I can't get to. Bad customer service is frustrating. Bringing up the language. Okay, I am not going to be the angry American here. I'm not going to say I don't, it has to mean American. The language sometimes, in some cases, is a challenge. And because of what I do, having these headphones on my head, starting young in 1988, my hearing, age-wise, it's not really the factor. It's just broadcast, especially on the play-by-play side, when they had to be turned up so loud for arenas. So my hearing, not the best, bit of a language barrier, and an angry person. It was not the best. It just was not. I had the same issue. I fixed it by getting more storage. Yeah, storage is not the issue. It's a password situation. Chad, you need to get yourself a password manager. You only have to remember one password to access the manager where all your accounts are stored. Yes, I think that's what Dan Cook has. And even for my laptop, the ones which are saved, not the password I need. It's driving me nuts. Chad, recommend you bring your rig into the shop where Hunter Biden gets his laptop repaired. I hear they do excellent work. Yeah, that's very funny. A lot of people tell me I need to reach out to Doug Swinhart. Maybe I need to. Maybe one of these times when Doug... Does Doug come in with Steve still or not, Josh?
They're both from the comfort of their own home. 3 p.m. every Saturday is Tech Talk. Always a good time.
Yeah. Maybe I should need to track Doug down. I've met Doug a couple times. He's a nice guy. So maybe I just need to show up at his house. I'm sure that would be pleasant. Dave wants to chime in on the topic. Dave, glad you're listening. Go ahead. You're on the home of the Twins, CCO.
Well, this is not about your laptop. This is about a brand new dishwasher that I had installed in my remodeled kitchen, and I had I only turned it on one time. I'm a dishwasher myself. I just wash my own dishes. So anyways, I went to use it almost exactly a year later after I installed it, and it was making a crazy noise. Oh, my God. You call up LT or whatever it is. You get somebody from Pakistan. You can't even understand them. And at first I had to go through like 15 prompts on the phone to get to where I was going. And then she's trying to talk to me with her dogs barking in the background. It was the worst experience I've ever had in my entire life. And then I had to go through it all over again when they found out my paperwork was a year old. I mean, it went on and on and on and on. For weeks. It's awful.
Yeah, it is awful. Dave, thanks for the phone call. And again, I want to make this point. There are many people who are involved in this, who are working internationally, who are phenomenal, okay? Who I can understand crystal clear. I'm not saying everybody has to be from Golden Valley like me. There are times, like anybody else in America, where they can be good and bad at their job, and there are times, and I'm not trying to be offensive in any way, there are times, sometimes accents and a language challenge is a barrier when it is a complicated topic. And there are others who are fabulous at it, but when it's not working, man, it is frustrating. Here's another text on this. I was trying to get a part from my vacuum cleaner replaced using the chat box. We've all done that before. Use the exact same name of the part right out of the owner's manual. The person then wanted me to send a picture of the part. I repeated the part name as well as the part number, and the person now wants me to send a photo. As soon as I asked to speak with a manager, the person disconnected the call. Yeah, that's the last thing you want to do because you don't want to start it again. It's a mess. All right, we'll get to revisiting Dean Phillips and getting more of your reaction and my reaction to when Dean Phillips broke the news with us first at a little past 12 o'clock that he is suspending his campaign for the presidency and he will support Joe Biden. This was, I don't remember any show the last time they did an interview of this length, and thanks to Brad for allowing us to have a conversation. Started at 12:07, and I think it finished 12:33, 12:34, so we covered a lot. I would love if you would go and podcast that interview with Dean Phillips. Josh put it up right away, even hearing sound bites all throughout the day. But to take in the entirety of the interview, or parts of the interview, just go to anywhere you get podcasts, simple as can be, and just punch in my name, Chad Hartman Show.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dean Phillips is out. He was looking to pull off a massive upset and to unseat Joe Biden. You've heard a lot of this unfold on our show over the years. He mentioned again today when he told us that he was breaking the news with us first, that he's suspending the campaign, and he's endorsing Joe Biden. He mentioned how a lot of this started in a summer conversation between the two of us. When I was just listening to his answers and asked him, do you believe Joe Biden should run again? And he was the first congressman in the country to publicly say, no, I do not. I think it's time for new leadership. He's saying publicly the same thing that prominent Democrats are saying over and over and over again, either on background for journalists or off the record. He's saying the same thing that millions of Americans who want to vote for a Democrat are saying publicly. That in some manner, it is clear that Joe Biden's health and some deterioration has taken place, and you have concerns because, oh, by the way, we're talking about the presidency of the United States. So Dean Phillips and the reporting, and I believe him, reach out to J.D. Pritzker, the governor of Illinois, reached out to Gretchen Whitmer, Amy Klobuchar, others, and said, you have greater name recognition than I. You should jump into this fight. And they wouldn't do it. And be assured, people of that stature will tell you on background, because I've had people tell me this, and then I'm like, can I use this? No. But they'll tell others who they know even better, I love the guy, but I wish he stepped down. So he stepped in. He told the truth. He wasn't afraid of the political cowardice, which is on display. But it never gained traction. I mean, that's just the truth. It never gained traction. And his viability wasn't there. And getting 8% in his home state and not gaining momentum and the machinery against him. So he had no choice. So when you think of this run and you think, let's just go in particular, the news today that Dean Phillips is out, what do you want to say about it? You want to give me the one word? Because that's fine. What would your one word be? Or if you want to amplify in it, you can. I'll give you a couple words for me. I'm dismayed and I'm angry. I'm dismayed that we are looking at the most unpopular election potentially in our country's history. And the number of people who are acting like sheep and they're just going to vote for one of the same two when if they had other options, they'd vote for them. But it's Donald Trump with the Republicans, and guess what happens? If they speak out against him, he attempts to squash him. He attempts to crush him. They get an opponent, and they're beat up in the social media meat grinder, and it's not worth it. And with Biden, well, we like him. He beat Trump, so we better not try somebody else. And really, who is Dean Phillips? Who are these others? The others with the name recognition. And when they say over and over again, well, the last thing we should have is Donald Trump as the president of the United States. Their words. And then they don't run. You know what they are? They're frauds. They're absolute frauds. And I'm angry because we keep putting up with this crap. It's us. We're allowing the monopolies, the two parties, to give us these two options when we could break free, and we won't do it. Vote for other people. Support other people. Call out the other folks. But you know what they're doing? Just like Dean said, we're telling those folks who are just voting for someone they don't want to, but just they're voting for them only out of fear. They're towing the company line. And if you hear Phillips, he was emotional. It was clear multiple times in the interview, he was fighting off tears. And I asked him, you know, he was in a leadership position within the party, when Pelosi and Clyburn and Hoyer had stepped out, you know, a younger group had come in. And so he was in that group. And he would have been a heavy favorite to win the third district again. But you know what? He stepped up. So when people say this is embarrassing, his run, no, it's embarrassing that we keep doing the same thing. And like this text, it's Trump versus Biden, pick one. Why? Why should we only have two choices? And if we sit there and say every race is just about two, then nothing will ever change. So I say bravo to Phillips. Do I personally like him? Yes, I do. Do we ever socialize? No. One time, like 15 years ago, before he ever ran for office, we ended up bumping into each other through a mutual friend. That's it. I respect him. I think he's guy character. And I agree with where he stands on a lot of issues. I still think there's plenty in the country in the center left and center right, but they won't step up and vote for other options. And I think it's sad for our country because our country would be better off. And so instead, the 2020 race, which didn't excite a lot of people, oh goody, the rematch, which millions want no part of. What do you want to say? Lots of texts coming in. You want to share a phone call? You can. 651-461-9226. I'd love to hear from you. 651-461-9226. This is the bumper music theme with the hockey tournament starting today. A today, double A tomorrow. Both Friday championship games on Saturday. Lunani on the show on Friday. Lots of texts coming in on Dean Phillips. I'm dismayed by it. I'm angry by it. Listen, do I agree with him politically? I do. Hey, I mean, Josh, what about what happens to me? I need a congressman now. I need a congressman who'll come on and break news. I mean, this was my best chance to have, you know, fireside chats at the White House with the president.
Yeah, we could have. You could have put WCCO on the map by having the president on that every single week.
No, skip WCCO. Skip that. Me and you, Josh. I mean, arrogant. He's soft. He's laying at home watching soap operas. This could have been. Sure, Deed. Where do we go? Oval Office. Yeah, let's go there. Lincoln bedroom. Let's go there.
I'm just bummed this wasn't a presidential announcement. The Marconi was in the mail. My goodness.
Yeah. All the trips out, the golf courses I could have played in the D.C. area, hobnobbing with the Washington elites, getting to know the mainstream media, the deep state. The deep state and I would have been best friends. Thanks a lot, Dean. I mean, thanks a lot, America. I mean, just cost me this. I'm devastated. No, I'm genuinely mad. I'm mad that we're going to put up with these choices where, okay, if you're saying Phillips isn't the guy, who is he? He's a congressman. I've never heard of him. I think he's a lot more than that, but fine. Where are the other folks who also reflect his views and more of the country? They just say it behind the scenes. Psst, let me tell you something. Let me tell you what I think of Joe. Let me tell you what I think of Don. But you're cowards. You're frauds. You won't say it. Ridiculous. Among the texts coming in, 651-461-9226. Yeah, Burning Tree. I could have played Burning Tree a bunch. I mean, the benefits I lost out on. Thanks. This may have been addressed, but when Dean Phillips was on recently, he said he would team up with Nikki Haley and run independent. How do we make that happen? We cannot allow Trump or Biden. So he did say that with me when I raised that. Then Jason interviewed Nikki Haley, and she gave the response you would expect. I'm a Republican. I'm not thinking about that. I'm in the race. Well, she's now not in the race, but she's thinking about her brand for 28 and 32. I think the problem for her is Her brand is the old GOP. It's the Trump Party, baby. It is Donald Trump. And if he loses, by the way, my prediction, he runs again in 2028. By the way, if he wins, he might not leave in 28. But if you're talking about her fitting in, I think that party is gone. I don't know when they're coming back, but it's not around. You would have enjoyed, I mean, hey, if we had a Minnesota president, you would have pushed me out and said, hey, come on, Dean. He's just afternoon guy. I'm drive time guy. Let me come out there to the Oval Office and hang out to Russia. You would have loved it.
Well, I don't need to say that. They just know. They just know. It would just happen.
Yes. Among the texts coming in, I believe that a Trump president is akin to a house on fire. It is too important that we prevent the possibility, and Biden is the best option to keep the house from burning down. Okay, we both saw this. The GOP in Minnesota, Jason, had what? 113,000 more votes than the Democrats in the state of Minnesota. What does that tell us about November, in your view?
Probably nothing, but it does tell us that, you know, because it, the conclusion was foregone. Like, we knew what was going to happen. So there wasn't very strong motivation to go out and cast that Biden vote for what?
14% voted.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, I think it doesn't tell us much other than, you know, the Trump, if you're a Trump voter, you are going to show up and vote for Trump. So the question, so that happened, right? Like, if part of your identity is your support for Trump, so you're going to show up at the Republican primary and vote for Trump.
Yeah, fair.
And technically, that's a challenger, right? So I guess, you know, you usually see better turnout for the challenger's side than the incumbent. And theoretically, his race was maybe a little more contested. Nikki Haley got about 100,000 votes here in Minnesota. So I guess those are the thoughts. But, you know, I don't think Trump has much of a chance in Minnesota to win.
Well, I'm not convinced of that. I'm not. He obviously came very close in 16. For him.
But not close in 2020.
Not close in 20. But so let me phrase this. His core that loved him in 16, they still love him.
Yes.
The folks who voted for Joe Biden, there's a lot of polling, Jason, where if you voted for Trump, are you going to vote for him again? It's like 95, 96. If you voted for Biden before, it's in the 80s.
Yeah.
Now, I know it's been a long time. I think it's in play.
I don't. We'll see. I mean, you know, I think I'm hesitant because, look, like, we have self-interest in it being interesting, right? Like, it's sort of, that's our bit. That's what we talk about the news. And if it's not interesting, then what do you have? So I'm trying to be realistic about it. I do think, and we talked to Chris Saliza at 5:30. I think, you know, it's his insight is interesting as to what the strategy is going to be going forward.
Let's talk Canopy in 60 seconds with Jason here on CC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.